Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 19:23-30. Everything is possible for God. 1. The rich. They are the counterpart of what is known as anawin, which means poor of spirit, or the poor who depend on the Lord for deliverance. When Jesus talks about the rich, he refers to the people who want everything for themselves. They are people who do not know how to trust God and do not put their life in God's hands. This is being rich in a negative way. It kills the spirit. The funny thing about this kind of wealth is that these people think that they can do it all. Rather than asking God to help them in their life, they ask God to do what they want. It is as if they were pilots of their own lives, not God. When their plane starts to fall, only then do they ask God to take over. Material wealth crumbles sooner or later, and whoever is rich in this style will never be satisfied. They can have it all, but they will never be content. 2. Self-renunciation. This is what God invites you to do every day, to surrender something in order to grow. You must work on spiritual growth every day, even if it is difficult. You must let go and to grow. Will it be hard? Yes. But remember, you must put yourself in God's hands because everything is possible for Him. Trusting God requires abandonment, and spiritual growth demands seeking a deeper connection with Him. 3. Eternal life. Search for things that have life in God. Do not stop striving to reach heaven and to have peace in your heart. God is with you, and nothing is impossible for Him. So today, if you have to give up something or someone, let them go. If you are struggling to walk along God's path, do not give up. Put your life in His hands. Share expectations and desires, your fears and doubts with Him, because there is nothing God cannot do. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.